Well, first of all, my apologies for having difficulty getting in. I had to resort to using the phone entry. And at any rate, I want to welcome our guests and Hotep and Habari Ghani to the members of the panel. So as an octogenarian, I've spent many decades lamenting the wretched condition to which we as Afro-descendants worldwide have been consigned. So I cannot count the scores of meetings and rallies and picket lines, organizations, speeches, et cetera, of which I've been a part. All of these efforts were intended to improve the condition of our people, and while these activities have not produced the kind of outcomes that we desire, for me they were a necessary precursor for what we will be discussing this evening, and that is the long-term strategic plan for Black America. The impetus and rationale for crafting the long-term strategic plan was simply that we did not have one. The brothers and sisters that are responsible for the creation of the long-term strategic plan were motivated by the reality that we as Africans here in America and across the globe have been dominated by Europeans for more centuries than I care to recount. And that it is well past the time to bring that sad chapter to an end. Think about it. Our circumstance is analogous to the child telling the parents what to do. As Africans, our history and genius spans eons, and yet we have fallen into the clutches of mere quote-unquote children, people that can only account for 6,000 years of their existence. So, the question arises, how do we become a free, confident, and self-determined people? Well, fortunately, we have the answer to that question in the long-term strategic plan. Now that we have a coherent, comprehensive, concise, and workable plan in place, we move into the most critical stage of our journey toward freedom, liberation, and self-determination, and that is implementation. While it is a fact that we have not been able to demonstrate the kind of unity that we must have in order to actualize our path to freedom, we believe the universe, aided by technology and reinforced by current events, has sufficiently awakened our people to the true nature of our oppressors slash enemies. The urgency of the moment cannot be overstated. At this very moment, we are witnessing almost the entirety of the white slash European world led by the United States aiding and abetting the genocide of the Palestinian people and the theft of their land, including the savage killing of children and the elderly. Additionally, these same entities are enthusiastically providing aid and cover for the Nazi regime in Ukraine. One would have to be deaf, dumb, and blind, or brain dead, not to grasp the implications and danger that these examples portend. My dear people, the time to prepare for war is in time of peace. And I say peace, but relative peace for us, because we've never really experienced peace in this land. Make hay while the sun is shining. Don't procrastinate, it might be too late. All of these maxims tell us in no uncertain terms that we have no time to waste. Although the long-term strategic plan was crafted by a few Africans living here in America, we all must take ownership and indeed embrace this plan in order for it to produce the outcome that it is designed to do. As you read the plan, you will notice that at the end of each sector, we ask for responsible parties. to take on the task of implementing that particular sector. As we seek to identify individuals and organizations that agree to help move us forward toward our goal of independence and self-determination, it is important that we be reminded of the greatness of African people. We will not attempt here the impossible task of cataloging the endless list of accomplishments / knowledge for which our African ancestors are renowned, at least by us. But just to mention a few examples of our genius, the Dogon people of Mali had extensive knowledge of the cosmos hundreds of years before the invention of the telescope. I'm quite certain that most of us know about the discovery of the star Sirius A and B. And there's also evidence that the life of Imhotep is a sterling example of African genius. So he was an architect, a scientist, and the father of scientific medicine. He was also the builder/designer of the first pyramid, which was a step pyramid. I mention these examples because one of the greatest challenges in getting our people motivated is to address our collective lack of confidence in our ability to solve our problems ourselves. Unfortunately, we've been sold a bill of goods, brainwashed, socialized, tricked in believing that we are indeed inferior to every other group on the planet, when in fact, and our history will bear this out, in addition to being the first people on Earth, we are the greatest people that have ever walked the Earth. Today we present as evidence of our capacity to successfully address our many problems, the long-term strategic plan for Black America. In order to breathe life into this meticulously crafted document, it is going to take the serious engagement of individuals and organizations that are passionate about securing our freedom, liberation, and self-determination. We do not seek to assimilate into white/European culture/society. We are offering those that agree with us in principle that our ultimate goal must be self-determination, an opportunity to join forces with us in implementing this long-term strategic plan so that our 100-year goal will be met, hopefully far in advance of the 100-year mark. The only way this plan can fail is that we fail to actualize/implement it. There is no power on earth that can stop the Africans. We were here in the beginning, and we will be the last ones to turn the lights out. And that's the few words that I have to offer to try and get our people on board.